This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out on the poll question. We do it every Wednesday. Fesco and Dusty poll question this week. If you can't have KC barbecue, I know, Scrooge over here taking your Christmas and taking your barbecue.
I mean, what's next?
If you can't have Kansas City barbecue, which one would you rather have?
None.
Carolina barbecue?
Get out of here with that Carolina barbecue.
Or Texas barbecue?
Well, I'm going Texas Q every day of the week.
He likes the beef.
I do.
I like a good pulled pork Sammy with coleslaw and that vinaigrette barbecue.
That sounds good.
Yeah, solid.
That sounds good as well.
Yeah, hook me up with that.
Give me some Texas sausage. Luling in Texas has a place called Central Market, and they've got sausage down there that is to die for. It is some of the best sausage you will ever have. You cut it open and the grease kind of goes everywhere. Yeah. I mean, it's smoked. It's great. It's wonderful. So I'll take the Texas over the Carolina.
More underrated barbecue item, sausage or chicken?
Ooh, that is a good question. You're welcome. I'm going to say chicken.
Because, like, you never, like, when you go to a barbecue restaurant, you're always like, it's like, I guess if you were to rank them, you'd be like brisket, burn-ins, pulled pork. And then you're like, I mean, some people have, like, a huge opinion as pulled pork. Like, oh, it's trash. But, like, you're never really, at least in my opinion, actually working in a barbecue restaurant for, like, so many years. Chicken and sausage hardly ever got ordered, but anywhere I go, I always make sure I get like some sort of like smoked sausage with my meal, like Q39, smoke at bar, anywhere I get a side of sausage.
Yeah, the smoked half chicken at Smokehouse Barbecue is
money.
Phenomenal.
Guaranteed.
It's unbelievable. And Josh, who runs the company, his mom, it's her favorite dish on the menu up there because it's so good. So you order this half chicken and you don't know what to expect, and you get it, and you're like, oh my God, this is just unbelievably awesome. And I like their smoked chicken breast too with the Cajun butter sauce on top of it. I mean, like chicken, I think chicken is underrated because I don't think people go into a barbecue restaurant thinking, you know what I'm gonna have today? Chicken. I think they think beef, they think pork, they think sausage, and then, oh, there's chicken on the menu. It's kind of like an afterthought for them. So I think chicken is definitely the most underrated one. If you're looking to save some money today, fellas, here I got something cool for you guys today. We're going to save money because Thanksgiving's coming up next week, and you're going to be doing a lot of errands. You want to save on gas. The surprise Santa deal at Hy-Vee is today only. If you spend $50 on groceries today, Hy-Vee will give you a 50-cent per gallon discount on gas. I love saving the gas points. I think mine is up to $1.64 I'm going to save when I go get gas today over at Hy-Vee. But it is today only. And go over to Hy-Vee, spend $50 on groceries, and they'll give you a 50-cent per gallon discount on gas. So get in there with that super secret Santa surprise deal at every Hy-Vee today.
Again, the reason the poll question is there is because the Chiefs play the Carolina Panthers.
That's right.
In Carolina. So a little KCQ meets a little Carolina Q.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of other teams, the Jets, man. If you've ever wanted to know what the definition of a sports cancer is or why it is important to have a leadership style of locker room,
mm-hmm,
or why the Chiefs continue to win, I remember listening to Andy Reid's press conference for some reason. I was actually in my car headed to Hy-Vee, and it was on Cody and Gold. And he was asked the question of, you know, how do you get over this loss? How do you, you know, move forward with this? He's like, yeah, there's a lot of new guys, a lot of coaches, a lot of players. But he said this line, I trust my locker room.
Yep.
Right. And I know that sounds like minute and you're like, spare me. But 14-15 Royals, that locker room was tight. It was close. It was a tight-niche group. Success was on the field. You look at what Buffalo said after the game with Amari Cooper. Hey, we're a team. We go out together. We play together. We live with each other. Like, we do this.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good team. The New York Jets fired Joe Brady their GM yesterday.
No,
or not Joe Brady.
There is a Joe Brady that was somewhere. He's somebody.
No, I don't know
why.
Did
he get fired? He probably got fired too.
Joe Brady's
OC in Buffalo.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten fired
yet. Joe Douglas.
Joe Douglas. Fired yesterday.
Yeah, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Another firing from an organization that the clear answer is on the wall. And that clear answer is Littlefinger, which is the name that I'm giving the guy that we cannot name. So if we cannot name him, we can name him something else.
Right.
And Lord Baelish, Peter Baelish, Littlefinger, however you want to call him, that is the comparison I give. He is a poison. He is playing his own game within a game. For those of you that don't understand Game of Thrones reference, that's what his character was. He persuaded, he lied, he manipulated to get his way, to stay relevant, to stay at the top, to be the guy.
Oh my God,
and damn near brought down the entire four houses as one man by spreading lies and getting people to, by him being manipulating, was able to get other people to do things.
He's a manipulative narcissist is
correct.
What this
and
guy is.
And that is the definition of Peter Baelish, who's played by the same guy who plays Carcetti in The Wire.
Oh, okay. That's why, that's why you asked him. Okay, gotcha.
Now I have a face.
All right.
So when I put this together and you see Joe Douglas get fired and you see Robert Saleh get fired, but yet things have gotten worse even with the departure of Robert Saleh, the answer is on the wall. The definition of a cancer in sports is what you're hearing, what you're seeing, what you're doing, and that's what Littlefinger is at quarterback for the Jets. The problem lies there. That is obvious, right? Like, that is where everything seems to be bad. Zach Wilson, better record. Sam Darnold, better winning percentage. Third is Peter Baelish.
Right.
And there were rumors that Woody Johnson was thinking about benching
Wanted to bench him in week four for Tyrod Taylor.
After
and the coaching
loss to the
staff
Broncos.
Said no.
Right.
You know, and they said, no, we're not doing that. So they fired the coach.
So then there's some sort of miscommunication. Peter Baelish walks up to the room of the owner and says, you know, honestly, I think the team's doing bad because the GM's not doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think so? Yeah, sure do. Okay. Joe Douglas fired yesterday.
Right. But that, to me, goes back to ownership. And I've said for a long time now, you cannot be a successful organization in sports if you have bad ownership. And Woody Johnson is a horse crap owner for the New York Jets. I mean, he has been behind the scenes meddling since he came back from England. Remember, he was gone for 4 years as the ambassador to England or something like that, right? And came back and got involved with this team again. And it's been absolutely a disaster. It's really been a disaster the entire time that he's owned the organization. But you look at teams that are habitually bad, and the Jets are in that category. They haven't won a Super Bowl since Super Bowl III. Okay, we're at Super Bowl almost 60 now, and there's a reason why. Bad ownership, bad leadership. It all starts from the top. Look at the Chicago Bears. They're going to fire another head coach, go through another quarterback, and they continue to lose. They're losers because their owner's a loser. There's no other way to put it. You know, why didn't the Royals win for so long under David Glass? Wasn't a good owner, right? What happened when Clark Hunt changed his ways and became a better owner? He hired the right people, got out of the way, let them do their jobs, and now look at what this organization is doing both on a business side and on a football side. They're dominating the National Football League. Why are the Dallas Cowboys a bad franchise? Jerry Jones, he sucks. He's a bad owner. What happened with George Steinbrenner over those years with the Yankees? Bad owner. He got put away by the feds and told he couldn't be around baseball for a while. The Yankees got better. He got out of the way. He became a better owner, that team started winning. It's all about that ownership. It's all about your leadership at the top. And the leadership in New York with the Jets is awful. The leadership in Kansas City with Clark Hunt is unbelievably outstanding. Look what's going on right now with the Royals. Proof in the pudding, right? You got a great owner in John Sherman who's spending money and doing the right thing and trying to put a winner on the field and doing all this kind of stuff. And the team's winning. Success in sports starts with ownership. And the Jets will never be successful as long as Woodrow R. Johnson is still running that franchise. Same with the Chicago Bears. As long as that Halas family is in charge, they're going to suck. Same with Dallas. As long as Jerry Jones is in charge, they're going to suck. You can't overcome incompetence in leadership. And until these franchises realize that, they're going to continue to be ass.
No doubt. And I think that some people enjoy watching it burn.
Oh, it's fun right now at this point.
Like, I think it's a quote in The Dark Knight. The Joker looks at one of the guys and says, look what you can do with a little gasoline and gunpowder. And, you know, he finds the joy in watching people scramble and be confused in chaos. And that's what, you know, Lord Baelish is in New York. And this is one of those things that when I say sit back and watch it burn, the narcissistic side of this person is they will more than likely, at least in my opinion, try to do it again next year, which means you're going to see the same sort of season, same sort of drought.
How are you going to bring in a new GM and a new coach and say you're saddled with this guy for another year as your quarterback?
Because of your answer of Woodrow.
Okay, fair point.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah.
And that's, he's got daddy. Dude.
Okay, let me ask you this then. If you're up for a job, are you taking that one? I'm not. Unless you're going to give me a 10-year contract like Gruden got with 100% guaranteed money when you fire me after year two, I still have 8 more years coming. That job, as long as that quarterback is there, is going to be a tough job to fill.
And the reason why I say that is because I think in Denver, when Sean Payton got the job, he's like, I'm going to do my best to try to fix this, but if I can't, then it ain't going to happen. And then they did the same thing that the Giants are doing with Daniel Jones,
right?
Benching someone who's not good, making sure they stay healthy so that they pass their physical so they don't have to pay the money.
Yeah.
That's what they did with Russell. They benched him, and there was a big story about that. Now you look at the success that Sean Payton's having. They got the cancer out of the locker room.
Right.
They're cancer-free. Denver looks a little bit better. He's able to coach a quarterback that's not egotistical, and Bo Nix looks okay for now. There's not tape out yet, but we'll get to that point when we get there. But the Jets will now be a franchise that will constantly be digging themselves out of this depth of a hole because of Littlefinger putting them in there. And I think deep down, he doesn't care. And when he doesn't, he doesn't get his way or it's not successful for him, no one else should be that way as well. So he'll sit back and watch it burn. And I can guarantee you right now, as of today, the Giants will be a more successful New York franchise in the next 10 years than the New York Jets will.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right about that, because I we were kind of talking yesterday after the show about like all the things that could potentially take place, and we'll get into Deion Sanders and what his like looming presence may mean moving forward, you know, for the NFL and whatnot. You know, the Giants, I think, will get better. The Giants have shown that they're a better franchise than the Jets. I mean, they've won 4 Super Bowls since the Jets have last won a Super Bowl. So it's not like, you know, the Giants have been this rudderless ship for a while. Now they are right now because they don't have a quarterback, right? Like Daniel Jones is just not a good quarterback. And so I'd like to see what Daboll can do. I mean, people forget 2 years ago, Daboll did win a playoff game with Daniel Jones, right? Like that's wild to even think about, but they don't have a quarterback right now. So they've got to find one. They've got to move forward. And I think they're in a better position because I do believe they have better ownership than what Woody Johnson is right now, you know, in New York. And as long as he's involved and long as he's in charge and long as he's pushing buttons behind the scenes, how can you be a Jet fan? How can you get up in the morning and root for that football team?
I mean, that's what I said. I think that if something like this happens to my fandom, you're more than welcome to walk.
I mean, just think about
how to ruin your team for a decade.
Yeah, but just think about how lucky we are to get Andy Reid here in Kansas City.
He's an anomaly, though.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like people think, oh, we'll just hire the new head coach and he'll come in and he'll change things. Who is that guy? That somebody, anybody, whether it be the Jets, the Giants, the car, whoever's hiring a coach this offseason, who's that guy that's going to walk through the door that's going to be that Andy Reid guy that's going to turn your franchise around? That guy just doesn't exist anymore unless you come up with like a trade for John Harbaugh or somebody floated out a Mike Tomlin trade or, you know, something like that. Unless you can facilitate something like that, you're going to be hiring some neophyte that has never been a head coach before that's going to come in and see the quarterback and go, ooh, starstruck, and then try to deal with this stuff, and it's just not going to work. Like, we are so lucky that the stars aligned when they did for this organization to hit rock bottom and to have Andy Reid available to save and rejuvenate and put this organization on top to become the premier organization in sports. I don't know what other team in the NFL is going to have that opportunity in the next 10 years to hire a guy like Andy Reid that can turn it around.
I think a question that just went through my head is, who has more pressure to be successful early, head coaches or quarterbacks?
Head coaches.
Yeah, probably, I guess. Depends. Do they come in together? You know, it's
situational for sure.
I mean, I just think if you're going out and you're drafting a new quarterback, and this is my opinion, start over with everybody else too. Because let's say the Giants keep Ryan Daboll, right? Mm-hmm. I still think he's kind of on the hot seat at this point in time, depending on how the rest of the season goes. But let's say they keep Ryan Daboll, they allow him to draft a quarterback. It doesn't go well next year. Then fans want the coach fired. And then you're having quarterback in year two with head coach number two, offensive coordinator number two. You're already failing that quarterback.
No doubt. You think that's a hot take, Mac, that the Giants will be more successful for the next team?
No, not at all. I would.
Plus, they're in the NFC where they have a chance to win the division every other year.
Exactly.
Yeah, that NFC East changes every year. Every year, it's somebody different.
Years now.
Yeah, I would push back against the 10 years being bad thing just because we've seen franchises turn it around really quickly.
We're talking about
recently.
The Jets, though, just so
no,
you know.
No, I get it. Yeah. Well, the Commanders, right?
Yeah.
New ownership. But the new owner. New owner. There it is again. Another owner got out of the way.
You know? Broncos would be another one turning it around very quickly after making some really poor money decisions. That's one thing the Jets, I guess.
New ownership.
The one positive here is that they won't have $60 million for the next 2 years or whatever to Littlefinger.
Look at the Raiders right now. Why can't they get out of their own way? They got Lloyd Christmas sitting there in a sweatsuit.
No, I'm right with you. The Jets are screwed.
You know,
for eternity.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Harbaugh saving the Chargers, by the way, of bad ownership because he's done a nice job out there. But that's very rare. It's very rare a coach can save a bad owner in the NFL.
So that'll do it. We can revisit that later. But very proud of you guys. No money to the bar tab. No money.
Any texters owe us anything or?
No, because I guess we'll get the text sign. And no, no, no. They just said, there's a couple ARs on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are a couple and it's not Anthony Richardson.
No.
What do you guys want to see of Kelce? Cause a blog, had reported that the expectation is to maybe scale it back on the workload. And I've heard Cody Tapp from 10 to 2 say in this game against Carolina, if it's 14-0, I don't want to see the rest of the team. I want to see him scale it back. Maybe not verbatim that Cody said that, but I get what he's saying like, this is a team that if you're at 14-0, the game should be over, which is why I tell people go out and golf, go hang your lights this Sunday. Perfect opportunity. Halftime, 26-0. I don't need to see the rest of this game. Put on 96.5 The Fan and listen to it. But what do you expect or what do you like to see? Just keep rolling, keep going, or kind of maybe?
Well, I mean, I didn't really expect to see much of Travis Kelce in the regular season this year. And then we had the injuries, and then he stepped up, and he needed to be that guy for, 4 weeks to get the job done. So I hate to use the term load management because it makes me think of Joel Embiid, who's one of the worst athletes in the history of sports. You want to talk about Littlefinger ruining an organization in New York. What has Joel Embiid done to that 76ers team? That guy sucks. Man.
He just ran like halfway up the stairs the other night during the game and then just walked back on the court. I mean, he's not right.
You talk about a guy that just sucks, man. That guy sucks big time, man. Like, did you see his teammates are calling him out now and having meetings and saying, this guy's late to everything? Like, you want to talk about cancers in sports. Joel Embiid may be the biggest cancer this side of, the quarterback in New York.
But I think he's doing that on purpose, whereas I think the other guy just thinks that he's being himself. Like, I think Embiid just wants out, so he's being the baby in the corner pouting to be like, all right, we just can't take him anymore. He's going to go somewhere else and watch him ball out.
Do you want it to, like, who's going to take a chance on this guy knowing what he brings to
every
the table?
Every team in the NBA would take a chance on
him. I'm sure they would, but that's stupid. I mean, it is. You're seeing how this guy is infesting a locker room and tearing down an organization.
That's how his agent will spin it.
Oh, of course.
His agent will be like, well, he wasn't happy. He was trying to force him way out. They were forcing him.
So if you're not happy at work, make life miserable for everybody around you who's done nothing but trying to earn a living, right? Like, these guys,
you
say what you want.
Guys like that?
Yeah. I know I have, and it sucks.
And they're not here very long, are they?
Right, yeah. And they're gone.
But then everything's better.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no doubt. There's no question about that.
That's not a shot at you, Kling.
No, we're not talking about Josh. Not at all.
Come back.
Yeah.
But a lot of people want you to.
Yeah. could you imagine, like, these guys don't have much of a playing career in these professional sports, and you got guys like this running down the whole locker room. Like, Joel Embiid sucks hard, man. That guy's a bag.
I look at it as a lot like Randy Moss's tenured in Oakland. Like, Randy Moss in Oakland was just a boob. He hated it. He was getting fined. He was lazy. He didn't care. And then he goes to New England and sets records.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, so he is still good.
But again, where was he playing?
And that's what I'm saying. He was in Oakland. Doesn't like it. Philadelphia. Right? Kawhi Leonard's still responsible for, I think, the heartbreak that Joel Embiid has. But again, like, those guys moved on and they became the actual stars they were because they got what they wanted.
Right.
And they're in a system that worked, which the system works. They're just not happy.
So you get
it.
So the moral
Joel's
of the story,
everything he's wanted.
I was going to say the moral of the story is try to burn everything down to get what you want.
Some people do that.
I know, but like Joel Embiid, screw you, pal. Like, seriously, like, you're ruining the lives of not just your teammates, but think about the people who have to go out and sell your team and market your team. And the people are making like 25, 30 grand a year behind the scenes. And you're doing all this kind of stuff and you're no interest in the team and whatnot. Right. Like,
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're ruining people's lives. You're a jerk. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. Joel Embiid's a jerk.
I know.
You know, he's a jerk. And so I wouldn't want a guy like that around. Now back to Travis Kelce.
Who's not a jerk. Who's a total team guy. who loves where he's at.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look, we've got two superstars here in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. And they raise everybody else up.
Correct.
You know, they're superstars that bring everybody else up. They try to raise the level of play of everybody around them. They're here for everybody else. Like, these guys are winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. It's two of the biggest superstars on planet Earth right now.
That's right.
And look at the way they're doing it. And then you got the quarterback in New York, and you got Joel Embiid, who are out there, and all they care about are themselves. And how's that working out for you?
No doubt about it. Remember, the weekly poll question's up. If you can't have Kansas City barbecue, which one would you rather have, Carolina style or Texas style? Currently 128 votes in. It is a slam dunk. Texas leads 78.1 to 21.9. The reason, Chiefs are in Carolina at noon on Sunday, where they have the Carolina barbecue.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.